want you to do, especially for me. And it's something everybody needs. Each night before you go to bed, my baby, whisper a little prayer for me, my baby. Dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated
to the one I love.
This is dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated
to the one I love.
This is dedicated.
This is dedicated. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. We're seeking ocean.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The response from Europe to President Trump's tariffs has been quick and targeted, but European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says it's with regret.
Jobs are at stake, prices up. Nobody needs that on both sides, neither in the European Union nor in the United States.
I'm Chris Mavridis in Toronto. At the stroke of midnight, Canada joins the European Union in adding reciprocal tariffs on another $21 billion worth of U.S. exports, including American steel and aluminum, tools, sporting goods, and U.S.-made computers. Ontario's premier, along with Canada's finance minister, will travel to Washington to meet with the Commerce Secretary in the hopes of toning down the tit-for-tat tariffs.
The Education Department has laid off more than half its staff, as Natalie Brand reports.
Among the more than 1,300 employees who received layoff notices, Dallas-based civil rights lawyer Brittany Coleman, who's also an Education Department employee union leader.
It's very disappointing to know that the work that we do to try to help our students get great educational opportunities was not valued.
The head of the EPA has announced a series of actions rolling back landmark environmental regulations, including rules on pollution from coal-fired power plants, climate change, and electric vehicles. There was a court hearing in New York today in the case of a Columbia University graduate student. The Trump administration wants deported for pro-Palestinian protests on campus. Mahmoud Khalil is a U.S. resident. Joseph Halley is an associate professor.
What the Trump government is doing to Mahmoud is obscene. It is unreasonable, intolerable, unconstitutional. So why do they think they can get away with it?
Stacey Lynn reports on President Trump's wait for Russia's response to the Ukraine ceasefire plan.
He said the talks in Saudi Arabia were a great success.
We have a full ceasefire if it kicks in. We have to see. It's up to Russia now.
Where he said an envoy is heading as we speak. As to whether he thinks President Putin will agree to the deal.
We're going to know very soon. I've gotten some positive messages, but a positive message means nothing. This is a very serious situation.
Iran says it has now received President Trump's letter urging nuclear negotiations and warning of possible military action. The Supreme Leader called the threats unwise. Chris Lipsey in Rome with an update on the Pope from his doctors.
Now they predict he's going to make a recovery and should be able to come home to the Vatican in, quote, a few days.
On Wall Street, the Dow finished the day 82 points lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It'll now likely be a homicide charge for that crash early Sunday in Racine. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says 17-year-old Tiriana Scales has died after being critically injured in a crash at 16th and Taylor. She and four other teens were in the car when it was hit at a high speed. Police say the other car was driven by Salvador Coronado. He was allegedly being chased by a squad and hitting speeds over 90. Coronado has a history of legal troubles, including fleeing and eluding. 15-year-old Reed Galinsky of Caledonia will stand trial for the death of his mother. It follows a judge's ruling earlier today. He's got a hearing June 16th for the charge of first-degree intentional homicide. Racine Mayor Corey Mason vetoed those changes the council voted for last week. The changes would have allowed the council president to appoint committee members and committees to elect their own chairs. The city council will vote on Tuesday to potentially override the veto. Former Racine Unified Superintendent Jim Shaw has written an op-ed supporting the upcoming school referendum. The district is requesting an additional $190 million over 5 years from taxpayers on the April 1st ballot. You can read Shaw's thoughts at RacineCountyEye.com. And protesters supporting Ukraine and Palestine rallied in Racine's Monument Square this week. About 150 people took part. A group called the Racine Coalition for Peace and Justice organized the protest. They say they'll be holding future demonstrations at the busy Mount Pleasant intersection at Highway 20 and 31. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose at the buzzer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had the lead, but Oshkosh native Tyrese Haliburton with a spectacular three-point shot, then draws a foul, gave the Pacers a 115-114 win over Milwaukee. Doc Rivers.
That's on us and toward our staff. You know, we got to have our guys prepared better for that. You can see screaming before the play. We're already off the bodies, so we're in trouble before the play started.
The Bucks have now lost three in a row. College hoops, for the second year in a row, the UW Green Bay women's team winning the Horizon League tournament. They beat Purdue Fort Wayne 77-63. The Phoenix now headed to the NCAA tournament. The Badgers men play tomorrow in the second round of the Big Ten tournament. Greg Gard says his team has put that loss at home to Penn State behind them.
So one nice thing about younger adults, they move on faster than a 50-some-year-old head coach does.
NFL cornerback Eric Stokes leaving the Packers, signing a one-year deal with the Las Vegas Raiders. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 30s. Mostly sunny and even warmer tomorrow, high near 50. Chance of showers and storms Friday, high near 60. Windy, rain to snow, and falling temps Saturday. Sun, breezy, and high in the upper 30s only Sunday. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Come on, come on.
Well, it feels so good.
Come on. local news. Timeless Hits WRJN. Well, put a guy in a dental chair and he turns into a wimp. In a survey, 49% of dentists said males were more anxious when it comes to dental appointments than women, while only 15% thought females were the scaredy cats. In the survey, boys generally are no more afraid than girls, but as they get older, the fear gender gap widens. By the time patients hit their 40s, there are 4 dental phobic men for every 1 anxious woman. One reason may be that men don't take care of their teeth as well as women do and therefore need more work.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Tell me how to see her. Oh, yeah. Have you seen her?
back to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where you can sign up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses and has tips on marketing and advertising. Simply sign up at WRJN.com.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in style. Kick up your heels this Saturday night from 7 to 11 as the Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter invites you to the St. Patrick's Day dance at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. Live festive music from yesterday's children, a dance contest, a dress contest, and plenty of raffles. Admission is just $10 with proceeds directly benefiting severely wounded warriors. Don't miss this chance to dance, celebrate, and support our revered heroes this Saturday night at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. See you there.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Make her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloud in the sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care. Just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just good care of my baby. Well, take good care of my baby. Just take good care of
local news, timeless
baby.
Hits from Bobby V and Take Good Care of My Baby from 1961 on WRJN. Now, Bobby V was born Robert Thomas Valine in Fargo, North Dakota. And when Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Richie Valens died in that plane crash in Iowa in February of 1959, the then 15-year-old Robert Valine and his band The Shadows were given the unenviable job of replacing the fallen rockers at their next gig.
Destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. When my thoughts escape at home, when my music's playing home, when my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. When my thoughts are escaping home, when my music's playing home, when my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me, silently for me.
Thank you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. It'll now likely be a homicide charge for that crash early Sunday in Racine. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says 17-year-old Tiriana Scales has died after being critically injured in a crash at 16th and Taylor. She and four other teens were in the car when it was hit at a high speed. Police say the other car was driven by Salvador Coronado. He was allegedly being chased by a squad and hitting speeds over 90. Coronado has a history of legal troubles, including fleeing and eluding. A Racine County judge has ruled that 15-year-old Reed Galinsky will stand trial for the death of his mother. There was a hearing in the case today. It comes after the teen reportedly confessed on the night of the crime. Galinsky, charged with first-degree intentional homicide and being held in a million-dollar bond, is set to appear in court for a hearing June 16th. People driving in downtown Racine saw them this week, and drivers going through Highway 20 and 31 will see them soon. Protesters took to Monument Square earlier this week, rallying with signs supporting Ukraine and Palestine. About 150 showed up. Protesters going forward are moving locations to the busy Mount Pleasant intersection. The protests are organized by a group called the Racine Coalition for Peace and Justice. You can see images of what the protests look like at racinecountyi.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 30s. Mostly sunny and even warmer tomorrow, high near 50. Chance of showers and storms Friday, high near 60. Windy, rain to snow, and falling temps Saturday. Sun, breezy, and a high in the upper 30s only Sunday. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
What a very special time for me as I
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Well, a burglar broke into a pub in the UK, grabbed some money, but then couldn't get out again. Police and the pub's owner found the thief trapped inside at about 3:30 a.m. The burglar moved a rooftop air conditioner and dropped through a hole into the pub. But once inside, the burglar couldn't climb back up to the roof, and burglar bars on the doors and windows kept him from getting away.
Break away, 'cause heartaches you'll bring one day.
Marvin Gaye, heard it through the grapevine, WRJN, where we've partnered with the Racine County Eye to field the largest local news team in Racine County. You can hear the headlines and breaking news here on WRJN, and then you can read the in-depth details online at RacineCountyEye.com. Together, our commitment to local news keeps growing. The Racine County Eye and WRJN.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, cherry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
cherry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Catch up on
It's the chairman of the board, and give me just a little more time, WRJN. Don't you just love hearing these timeless hits? You know who else loves these timeless hits is Dan Marcus. He's very passionate for this music. You can hear him weekdays from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m., and you can hear some of his interviews and stories with some of these 60s and 70s stars on his Dan Marcus Wax Museum podcast. You can check that out at danmarcuswaxmuseum.com.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in style. Kick up your heels this Saturday night from 7 to 11 as the Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter invites you to the St. Patrick's Day Dance at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. Live festive music from Yesterday's Children, a dance contest, a dress contest, and plenty of raffles. Admission is just $10 with proceeds directly benefiting severely wounded warriors. Don't miss this chance to dance, celebrate, and support our revered heroes this Saturday night at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. See you there.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Just in time for St. Patrick's Day, check out today's special at Lee's Deli, the Reuben and Fries. It's a meal fit for a king with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. See why they've been named the best of Racine year after year. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Thank you.
hours, WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more Timeless Hits on the way with Chris Morrow. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I will chat with you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
WRJN.
I'm just mad about Saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about Saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. I'm just mad about 14. 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. Born a high forever to fly. A wind of a loss of tenet. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow.